This is MSO New Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and once again talking with St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. And coach, the beat goes on. Congratulations on a rather terrific win on Sunday in the quarterfinals.
Rick, thank you for having me. And yeah, it sure was. Kids played a great game, fun atmosphere, and a good night to be an Eagle.
You know, we talked about the road trips and so on in the tournament, and the number one seed sometimes isn't respected, but that's kind of all wiped out once the kids hit the ice, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're certainly not thinking about seeding when we hit the ice. And, you know, a lot of our pregame stuff is about just being focused and ready to compete, playing between the glass and not kind of worrying about the peripheral stuff, like the big student sections and all the noise that goes along with it. So the kids have done a good job of staying focused and kind of ignoring seating and everything else that goes along with it.
Your previous game, Coach, I think it was Phil Stacey, was writing about how the Eagles had to withstand the momentum early on of the opposition and, you know, the adrenaline rush and so on. However, in this game, you guys came out of the gate pretty early?
We did. You know, and the prior game was Hingham, excellent team. Last night was Severian, excellent team. You know, they have a lot of depth and very skilled, and you know, they've been in the Garden the past 2 years. So, you know, we knew what the game was going to be like, and we knew we had to be ready to go early. You know, they had scored in the first minute of all three of their previous tournament games, so we knew it was going to be a tough game.
Tell me about that first period, Coach, in terms of momentum. Who got it starting? You know, which line got it going for you?
Yeah, so our first line, you know, they're the ones that put the puck in the back of the net, but we got really strong play from all four lines. Good speed, a lot of attack, put Severian back on their heels, and the first two goals were scored by Rosa and Vanna. And those are two names that I say frequently, two senior captains. So, you know, that's what we expect them to do in those situations. And, you know, along with scoring the goals, they played a really solid game.
What about the rest of the game? You build up a 4-0 lead, or 3-0 lead anyway. And then how does the game progress after that in terms of coaching? You still want to, I imagine, be aggressive in the offensive zone.
Yeah, so we scored three goals in the first period. We scored two early, and then we scored a power play goal later on in the period to kind of take that lead into the locker room. We gave up a couple power plays after that. So, you know, there was a lot of dangerous moments. And, you know, a three-goal lead with a lot of time left in the game is, it's not insurmountable. And, you know, you give up one, all of a sudden the whole complexion of the game changes. So we didn't change a thing for the second period. We didn't score three times. We had the chances to. Their goalie made some phenomenal stops, and you know, we could have stretched it to four, but didn't. And we never broke. We bent a little bit. It was very pushed, but we stood strong and ultimately got an empty netter late to really seal the deal at 4-0. But good team effort.
So on the coach's bench after that lead, second and third period, you see the kids skating the way you want them to. Do you feel? Oh, gosh, I don't even know how to ask the question, but do you feel confident at some point, okay, this looks good, the guys are doing what they're supposed to be doing?
Yes and no, right? So, yeah, when you're successful and things are going your way, it looks easy. And a power play, you know, a goal, anything can change that momentum in a hurry. So you're always guarding against that. So you're never complacent. You're never satisfied with what they're doing. You're always prepared to stop the push from your opponent.
How many coaches do you have on the bench talking to the kids?
We have four total coaches at the varsity level. Jeff Taché, Jeff from Beverly, he handles the defense, does a great job with them. Dave Hennessy works a lot with the forwards, as does Scott Hentosh, and I'm just a man in the middle, and, counting on them to do their job, which they do, you know, night in, night out.
Who controls the line changes?
So myself and Scott Hentosh do the line changes. Scott's if you know Scott, he's loud and has an amazing ability to whistle. that I just have not been able to master. So he's able to call for the changes with a whistle that I can't replicate.
Okay, I get that. That's a good quality to have. Coach, one other final thought I want to have about your kids in this game before we go on to the championship game. When I read about these games that Phil covers for the most part and your quotes and the kids' quotes, it seems that there is an appropriate quiet confidence for your kids, which means there's a dash of humility there as well. Now, does that come from your teaching and your coaching and your making the kids aware that, hey, you can get bitten anytime if you're not careful?
Yeah, I mean, Rick, I've been doing this long enough to know that things can change in a hurry. The game takes a lot of luck, and I believe a lot in karma and, in positive attitude and focus. And so I think a lot of that may rub off from the coaching staff, but it takes a special type of kid to embrace it and do it. So I credit them. They go on the ice and play the game. I haven't stepped on the ice in 17 years of coaching there.
Okay. All right, Coach, the next challenge, this is the state championship game on Sunday. 3 o'clock game, do I have that right?
I don't think so, Rick. I think it's later.
Okay.
I believe it's 5:30.
I'll double check before I print it on the in our post. All right. I think you're right. I think Marblehead's at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, Marblehead's. They're the 3. We're the 5:30.
Okay. Sorry about that. All right, Coach. Tell me about the next opponent.
So obviously we're now going to face the other side of the bracket. Winchester really has some incredible wins. They beat Arlington. They beat Catholic Memorial relatively easily, 4-1. Then they went and beat Arlington Catholic to make it to the final. And AC is a team that beat us probably about a month ago. So they're going to be a really, really tough out. They have a lot of depth at forward. They got a goaltender who's playing great. So it's going to be a challenge, like every game we play.
As we record this, Coach, it's Monday. The boys were out late on Sunday. What's the itinerary for this week for practice and so on?
Yeah, we'll be back to work tomorrow. Today we'll just do what we call active recovery with our strength and conditioning coach, Coach McSheffrey, at the Wellness Center at the Prep. There'll be no on-ice stuff today. And then tomorrow we get back to practice all week. We'll practice one final time on Saturday, and then it's go time Sunday.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for taking the time once again, and good luck this weekend.
All right, appreciate it, Rick. Thank you,
Christian. Take care. That's Christian Hansen, who is the St. John's Prep Hockey Coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.